was a nightmare for Mick. He was made to stand on a chair in front of the class and read aloud. An impossible task. The words bounced wickedly around the page, mocking him. The cane bounced off his backside every Friday.
I was very frustrated. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I knew I wasn't thick. I could never find out what it was. My mother had to go down and speak to the headmaster because the school powers that be within the school were going to put me into a special school with mentally handicapped people because of my, I was so bad, my reading, spelling. They thought it was a mental problem.
Mick, as you will have guessed by now, is dyslexic. Human beings speak and write in different languages, different dialects, with different tones and voice qualities. We can now also see that people have different ways of perceiving language. Dyslexics are people who find it difficult, surprising, and strange, making the connections between the sounds of the language and the way we write these sounds down. On average, one child in every class in Britain has this neurological characteristic. Rosie Wood teaches teachers how to teach dyslexics at the Helen Arkell Dyslexia Centre near Farnham in Surrey.